desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. We've written on the board, faithful to the divine purpose. And that is our desire this morning, that we would be faithful and obedient to God's will in our life. Over in John, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 34, Jesus was speaking. And His disciples in verse 33 had asked, has anybody brought anything to eat? They had gone for a while without eating and they were hungry. And they asked, does anybody have anything to eat here? And Jesus answered and He said in verse 34, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. My meat, what Jesus was saying is my passion, my desire, my purpose, and my motivation is to do what God sent me to do. I wonder this morning, what is your meat? You know, when we start talking about food, there are some people that they get excited about the vegetables. You know how all these vegetable recipes, there's others that's like, you know what, just give me a good chunk of meat. Just give me a good steak. You know, there are different things that people like and different preferences. There are different things in life that excite different people. If some of the sisters started talking about sewing, I have a feeling that a lot of the brethren would tend to wander off, and maybe some of the sisters too. But in other words, maybe that's not your passion. Maybe that's not what you like doing. You could talk about hunting this morning, and I know some of y'all here would be, you get some good hunting stories, and it's a lot of things to tell, and because we all have different things we like in life. But what Jesus said, my meat, in other words, the essence of who I am, and my cause is to do God's will. The Lord wants that to be our meat this morning as well. There's nothing wrong with these other things of life, these lawful things of life. But the Lord wants our passion and our motivation and our desires, what drives us, to be, to accomplish God's will. The Lord does not want us to be a spiritually lazy people, folks. And one of the things that I'm seeing happening in this generation is that people are losing their zeal and their passion for God. We can have the doctrine as a people, as the church of God. We can have the doctrine right, and we can even have the right pattern of living and good traditions and be good moral people. But folks, the Lord wants us to be passionate about the things of God this morning. And Jesus said, my meat is to do His will. What is what is your purpose this morning? Are we being faithful to God's purpose in our life? Are we being diligent and obedient and responsible and finding purpose in doing God's will on a daily basis? Job, in the 23rd chapter, in the 12th verse, he said, neither have I gone back from thy commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than what? My necessary food. I've esteemed the words of his mouth. In other words, I know I have things I would like to do, and maybe there are some things that I prefer, but when the Lord speaks and I know what His will is, I have put precedent, I've exalted that and lifted that up and caused that to have preeminence in my life above my necessary food. Above all of my natural desires, my natural passions, my natural likes and dislikes, I have elevated the words of God higher in my life than all of those things. That's what Job said. I want to encourage us and challenge us this morning to esteem God's will for your life above your own desires. Esteem them greater. See, purpose, faithful to the divine purpose. Purpose, by definition, is the reason for which something is done. It's the reason something exists. If you're making something, you say, what's the purpose? Why does it exist? What is it supposed to do? The intent, the motivation. Do you know this morning that God had a purpose for Christ coming to this world? Jesus, or the scripture says, for this cause came I into the world. For this cause. Another scripture talks about that Jesus came to destroy the work of the devil. That was why Jesus came. He came to die on the cross because my death wouldn't save anybody. The shedding of my blood wouldn't avail any grace in anybody's life. But Jesus came and God had a purpose for his life. There was a cause for which he came. There was a cause for which he died. In John 6:38, Jesus said, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." In other words, Jesus did have a will in the flesh. It's not that Jesus, and let's not misunderstand this, it's not that Jesus did not want to do God's will. It wasn't that he didn't have a personal desire to fulfill his divine purpose, but he was also a man. He was also in the flesh, and that meant that there was a battle between the natural desires of the flesh and the divine purpose. There's a conflict there. And Jesus experienced that. That's the reason when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "Not my will." Did it mean that Jesus was unwilling to die for us? No, he offered himself willingly, but in the flesh, there was a recoiling and a drawing back from the divine purpose of God. So he prayed, "Not my will, but thy will be done." If Jesus had to pray that, how much more do we need to pray that? When we can begin to recognize that our will is oftentimes different than God's divine purpose. That's not always easy. And the reality is it's usually not. But our desires and our purposes and our plans, even our dreams sometimes, are sometimes different than what God is wanting to accomplish in our life. And I wonder this morning if we cannot come to a greater place of submission in our personal lives and say, "Lord, not my will, but I want your divine purpose to be accomplished in my life. And when I know what that purpose is, Lord, help me to be faithful to it. Help me not to back away." Many times when God reveals himself to people, you can find some faithfulness and consistency for a short time. But do you know when we are faithful to the divine purpose of God in our life, it means we're going to be diligent whether we feel like it or not. You know, there are some things in life we say, "Okay, I'm going to do such and such." And we start out and we do it for a day, maybe 2 days, maybe a week, maybe even a month. But what normally happens? You know what happens with most New Year's resolutions, don't you? I think they say most of them don't make it past the first 3 days, if I'm not mistaken. What about God's will for our life? Lord wants us to be faithful to it. Are we doing our will or God's will this morning in our life? Is it God's will? God has a purpose. He had a purpose for sending Jesus to this earth. And if the inadequacy of our words can somehow, through the Spirit of the Lord, minister to our hearts this morning, I would that all of us know God has a purpose for your life. God has a reason. He has a cause for which he wants you to dedicate your life to. God has a general purpose for all of us. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, you are a chosen generation. You're chosen. I have a purpose for you. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And this is the purpose, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Do you know that it is God's purpose for all of us to live a holy life this morning? That's His desire. That is the divine plan of God, that when we say yes to the Lord and we are saved from our sin, His purpose is that we live a holy life on a daily basis. Are we being faithful to that purpose this morning? Every decision that we make, Lord, not my will. And you know, there has to be a death. There has to be a place that we die out to self. And I find that it's more than one trip to the altar. Has anybody else found that? Sometimes with the same thing. It's because I'm still flesh. We're still human. It means we keep coming back to a place to say, Lord, not my will, but Thy will be done. God has a divine purpose for His people this morning. Lord, help us not to lose sight of that. Lord, help us this morning to realize that it's more than coming to service on Sunday morning. It's more than saying, well, I'm in the church of God. It's more than having some good traditions and a good lifestyle. It's more than that. God has a purpose that He wants our lives on a daily basis to show forth the praises of God. That we've been called out of darkness. We've been called out of sin. And God has a plan for me to live a holy life today and Monday and Tuesday. You remember over in the book of Daniel when this scripture says that Daniel purpose in his heart. He's meditating on that. Where did Daniel get that purpose? In other words, the intent, the motivation of his heart was not to defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. All right? That was his purpose. But where did that purpose come from? Do you know that his purpose really had to do with the divine purpose? Because he knew that God had said, don't eat meat that's been offered to idols, and don't drink of, young people, for Sunday school, don't drink of the wine of his table. You know the reason? That wine was more than just because of bad water in that case. Don't drink of that wine because of what it's going to do to you. So abstain from the wine from the king's table. Now you can drink some other grape juice because of bad water, but abstain from the wine that was intended for the purpose of drunkenness. And don't drink of the eat of the meat that's been offered to idols. Abstain from that. Daniel allowed the divine purpose to be his purpose. He purposed in his heart that he was going to fulfill the divine purpose, and he was faithful to it. And God blessed him. God blessed him in it. Young people and children this morning, when you are faithful to allow God's purpose to be your purpose in life, God will reward you for it. He will bless you in your sacrifice, and you will not always see the blessing overnight, and that's when it gets hard. Lord, I'm trying to do your will, and it seems like things are still falling apart. But through time, when we are faithful to God's purpose, through time, you will be able to look back and see where you have been blessed to do what God wanted you to do. So Lord, this morning, would you help us as some of your people to purpose in our hearts that we will be faithful to your divine purpose. If you don't have purpose of heart this morning, you will find yourself falling back to the very things that the Lord wanted to take you out of. It's more than willpower this morning. We're talking about a heart purpose to be faithful to God's will in our life. So in time of temptation and trial, a fixed purpose will help you. A fixed purpose. Think about the three Hebrew children. Remember when they had the opportunity to bow down to the image that the king created? Their response was, "King, O king, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter." In other words, I don't even have to think about it. Our mind has been made up, and we are going to be faithful to the divine purpose of God in our life. So there is an earthly purpose and there is a divine purpose. So individually this morning, or collectively rather, God has a general purpose for all of us. It's to be saved. It's to live a holy life. It's to be obedient to His Word. We're being called out of darkness into His marvelous light. That's His purpose for all of us. It is also His purpose this morning that we fulfill the natural duties and responsibilities that are incumbent upon us as being human. God created the institution of family. I know sometimes, and someone shared with me recently, a young woman who'd recently gotten married, they said that she's really struggling with finding purpose. Do you know that there is nothing more honorable this morning than fulfilling God's purpose as being a wife and a mother? And I want to encourage the wives and the mothers this morning, if you feel like there's just some monotony in life and it's the same thing, it's like, I wish I could go do some bigger things and I wish I could go. There is no higher purpose this morning than being a godly, faithful, diligent wife and mother. Being there to support your husband is God's purpose, sisters. And if you ever feel like, I don't feel like I'm doing anything for the Lord, when you support and back your husband in his life calling, you are doing that as unto the Lord and you are fulfilling God's purpose. When you are teaching those little children and when they misbehave and it's exasperating and you just wish you could go work for God somewhere, I want you to remember that giving guidance to those children and showing them love and showing them a pattern of godliness, that is God's divine purpose for you. So sometimes I know the enemy would like, especially maybe the sisters, and he works on the brothers too, but to feel like I'm not doing anything. There is divine purpose. And that is God's purpose. That's not doing nothing. That's fulfilling God's purpose. And then, it is God's divine purpose for a man to lead his home. To be the spiritual head. To provide financially, to be there to show the children godly leadership, godly example. We live in a world that it seems like there are so few men that are living godly, righteous, holy lives. And it takes more character and more strength and more manhood, if you will, to stand up to the temptations of the world and say no than it does to cave and give in to them. It is God's purpose this morning that as men, we be men. That we be husbands in the home that provide leadership. Don't leave the spiritual leadership to your wives. The Lord wants us to set that example. To be there in times of difference. In times of stress. In times when you have failed and should have had more grace. To be the one to step up and provide leadership and be the first one to say, I'm sorry. Is that right? Who's supposed to be the man of the family? Be the first one to humble your heart then. This is what it means. That is God's purpose. That is His purpose for us as men to provide and to lead spiritually. The Lord also has a specific individual purpose that is unique to each and every one of us. I mentioned my death on the cross wouldn't bring any atonement. You know, if we took you and nailed you on the cross and you shed your blood and were crucified, you know, it might be noble that you gave your life because you loved us, but there's no power in your blood. God had a purpose for Christ coming, but saints, God has a specific, unique purpose for your life. I'd like to read out of Acts in the 26th chapter. And for the sake of time this morning, you pray for me. I'm trying to be cognizant of the realities that sometimes the message is more effective shorter. Does anybody disagree? I know it varies from message to message. But God has a unique purpose. So for the sake of time this morning, do you remember in the 26th chapter of Acts when Paul was giving his testimony when he was on the road to Damascus? And he talked about, he said, I went to Damascus and remember that Jesus appeared to Saul and spoke to him. And in verse 16, Jesus said, rise and stand on thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. This is the reason I've shown myself to you. I had a cause and I had a purpose for you to make you a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen. Folks, God had a divine, unique plan for Saul's life. It was not Peter's call. Peter was called to minister to the Jews. Paul was called to minister to the Gentiles. God had a reason for what he did. Now, our call is not the call of Christ. Our call is not Peter's call, and it's not Christ's call. But each and every one of us, God has a divine purpose for you individually that is unique to you. And if we begin to compare ourselves among ourselves, we're going to get in trouble. Because your call is not my call. And I have had people almost ridicule mission work before. Amongst the saints, I'm going to be careful here. But I remember when I first went, and I was a young man, and people said, well, there's plenty of work to do for God here in the U.S. Why go to Africa? Because that was my call. And if you have, there's a sister in the congregation one time, not here, that often she would come to us and try to give us jobs. Well, there's someone over here that needs, and I thought, well, if you have a burden for it, maybe that's your call. If you have a burden for this person in the hospital that you read about in the newspaper, rather than telling the preacher to go visit him, you go visit and pray for him. In other words, if you have the burden, you see, we all have a unique call. And I want us to know that God does have a plan and a design for your life this morning. Young people, there is a general purpose. There is a general divine plan for all of us. But He also has a unique call and a plan for each and every one of us. And I want to encourage us to begin to seek to know God's plan for my life. Seek God that I might know the divine purpose of God in my life. And when God shows it to you, be faithful to it. Be diligent to it. I know that sometimes in our pursuit, young people, I want to give you a little caution. I'm going to give you some advice and counsel this morning. As you seek to know God's divine plan for your life, do not forget His general purpose. Because sometimes, especially when we're young, we want God's plan. We want His will. I want God to speak to me and let Him know what He wants me to do. I want God to lead me and I want to know. Those are important prayers, and I want to encourage us to seek diligently to know God's plan and will for your life. But I've also seen people get disenamored because I'm not getting the answer that I want, and in seeking God for the specific divine purpose, they begin to get unfaithful. to the general purpose of God for their life. Does that make sense? Because I wanted to do this for the Lord, or the Lord's not showing me. What am I supposed to do? What is my place in the body of Christ? What am I supposed to be doing? And those can be difficult times, that we've all gone through those times. But in seeking God's will, stay faithful to do what you know you're supposed to do. Keep living a holy life. Keep coming to service. Keep being a responsible, obedient to God's will, His general will. And as you are diligent and faithful to His general will, He can say, I can trust them. This is my specific will now for their life. So let's not lose sight as we seek for God's specific will in our life. I think about, we're not all Peters, we're not all Pauls, but do you remember on the road to Damascus that God told Peter, or told Paul rather, where to go? Go to the street called Straight. There was a devout man whose name was what? It was Ananias. I don't read about Ananias anywhere else except where Paul was talking about him. He was a devout man. There was someone that you don't hear much about that was being diligent and faithful and obedient. And you say, well, what was his specific divine purpose? Well, I know this. God had a specific purpose for Ananias to lay his hands on a man that nobody had confidence in and say, Brother Saul. And what a difference that made in the life of Paul. What if there would have been no Ananias? What if there would have not been that quiet saint of God that's diligent and faithful to be there to quietly say, brother? That everybody else could say, oh, that Ananias accepted them and has commended them. Well, we need to open our hearts to him also. And then we don't hear anything else about Ananias. He fulfilled a divine purpose. If that was the only thing he ever did in life that was unique to him, it changed millions of lives because of the impact it had on Paul. That tells me then we need to be careful about judging results. It's not about the big things or the things that people... I want people to recognize my call. I want people to know that this is my place in the body. Or I want... No, what's more important is that, Lord, today, I want to fulfill your purpose in my life. And allow the Lord to lead us, and let's be faithful to it. I believe the enemy is working really hard this morning to deter people from fulfilling God's purpose. God's call is beyond. God's call goes beyond our personal preferences this morning. Young people, God has a purpose for your life. And it is, we all have different experiences. I was not on the road to Damascus, but you know, I heard the voice and the call of God just as plainly. And He showed me purpose, His divine plan. And there are some times that in the flesh, I'm frankly, it's about the last thing I want to do. Is that too straight? But Lord, this was your purpose. So Lord, not my will. Help me, Lord, to die out again or a little bit more and be faithful. Folks, when you begin to get tired of what God has given you to do, I want to encourage you to keep going. Keep going. The Lord will renew you. He will revive you. He will re-inspire you. He will, I'm going to go a step further, He will recall you. When you get to the place that you're struggling so much, the Lord has a way of coming around. But during the dry times, stay faithful. Stay faithful to the cause of God, the general and the specific divine purpose. I'd like to conclude with the 19th verse of chapter 26 of Acts. As Paul was wrapping up his testimony, He said, "Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them at Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." In other words, in another way, Paul was saying, I was faithful to the divine purpose of God. I want to encourage you this morning, be faithful to the divine purpose of God. And if you say, but I don't know what it is for me, then keep praying. Don't stop praying for God to reveal His specific plan for your life. But until He does, you know there's lots you can do. He has a general purpose for all of us. And I find that that's pretty much a full-time job too, fulfilling His general purpose for all of us, living a godly, holy, diligent, faithful life, and seek to know and to recognize God's plan. Do you know it's wonderful to be able to acknowledge this is God's plan? This, God called me to do this. When people say, why are you doing that? Well, it just seemed the thing to do. No, God called me to do this. There are some things, folks, and young people, there are some things even in the work of God you need to stay as far away from as you can. Unless God calls you to do it. Because if God doesn't call you to do it, and you just let your zeal carry you to do things, you will lose your soul. You'll lose your soul because you won't be able to handle some of the storms that come if you're not doing it because it was God's call. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So seek for God's call, and Lord, help us to be faithful to it. I trust that God will bless all of you this morning. From the youngest to the oldest, I'm challenged and burdened this morning that we seek His unique, individual, divine purpose. But at the same time, that we be faithful to do those things that He has set before us to do generally. Amen.